a lover, and all that hurting was more than worth it. It's written all over your face. At first she's gonna come on strong, like she'll love you all night long, like it's going out of style. Then she'll leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you, she's gonna leave you with a smile. Oh, she's gonna love you, she's gonna leave you with a smile.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden on the closing days of the election included a comedian who said Puerto Rico was an island of floating garbage and a former talk show host who said if Kamala Harris wins next week, it'll be hard to accept.
She got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president.
Tucker Carlson, who once said he hated Donald Trump, now at Trump's rallies. Kamala Harris, meantime, was in Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
Make no mistake, we will win. We will win. We will win.
Nearly 42 million Americans have voted early, according to the University of Florida. McDonald's is bringing back the quarter pounder following the E. coli outbreak. The onions, believed responsible for making more than 70 people sick, won't be on some of the burgers in some locations. This is ABC News. Quite a mess on a highway south of Seattle. Police had to shut down I-5 for several hours after around 45 cars got into a pileup. Investigators blame one driver going too fast in the rain for triggering the massive crash. No injuries reported. Optimism on the U.S. economy.
CoreLogic chief economist and NABE Business Conditions Survey Chair Selma Hepp says the latest NABE survey of business leaders shows the economic outlook for the remainder of the year remains intact despite uncertainty over the elections.
And the other thing that's really positive is that fewer respondents are expecting recession.
Hepp also says business respondents say firms are not passing higher prices onto consumers, which means inflation could cool even further. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Surfers to the rescue off the Jersey Shore. Three fishermen were knocked off a jetty along Avalon Beach. Surfers nearby used their boards to help guide them to safety and rode the waves to shore. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Beret, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. This Friday, October 25th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., it's the Haunted Nash in Manitowish Waters. They invite you to join them for a night of tricks and treats, and to take a walk through Nash Lodge and discover for yourself if their summer staff is telling the truth. Is Nash Lodge really haunted? Afterwards, head over to the field and warm up by the bonfire. Not too excited about exploring the lodge? Don't worry, there will be some friendly Halloween faces for you to enjoy as well. It's $10 for adult admission and $5 for children. And once again, this is taking place this Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at 13591 Zenner Lane in Manitowish Waters. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there, and he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team. Keep on taking care of the ball. Keep on being aggressive. Find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunder shower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38. 98 Q Country.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got friends in low places. I was wrong, I just don't belong. But then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then I'll be as high as that ivory tower that you're living now. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. Yeah, I'm not big on soul. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places.
Slip on down to the ocean. likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Second gear, sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. She likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights. Keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. In her ear, oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry. Doing what she likes. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like a running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes.
Number 3. Did you want
fries
with that?
Happy Halloween.
98Q Country.
A pair of boots and a sack of clothes. Free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. Free and easy down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. So I know everything is gonna be alright. Thank you. living life like a Sunday stroll. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the ride. I couldn't make a million or wind up broke. Free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road.
Hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands. Where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Yeah, this is my dirt. Where I harvest what I plant, this is my dirt.
Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98Q Country.
I know you've heard that worn-out line about love at first sight. Well, I never knew those words were true till you walked in tonight. All it took was just one look knocking me off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. I'm not trying to come on like some rhinestone Romeo. I'm looking for a whole lot more than a one-night rodeo. What can I do to prove to you I'm laying it on the line? I'll even get down on my knees just to beg you one more time.
Somebody brand new, and
season. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see us. I wrote a t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Lips pressed against the bottles, swimming on a bubble, baby, I never leave you. I remember how bad I need you. When I taste tequila, when I taste tequila, when I taste tequila, when I taste tequila.
All right, Dan and Shay at 98Q. Joel here. Good Monday to you. Hope you are well on the 28th day of October. And we had a lot going on over the weekend, from high school sports to Packers and Bears and Lions. Oh, my. And high school playoffs, volleyball, football, a lot going on to talk about here this morning. So stay with us. We have a busy week planned, as we're going to be chatting with some of our area athletes and coaches about their adventures through sectionals and some on to state. And we've got another mile day, a couple of mile days. Well, 3 mile days. How about four? Anybody? Four mile days. 65 today, 73 tomorrow, 66 on Wednesday. And then it'll cool off. After all the warm weather we've had, Halloween is going to be a cold, cool day with highs probably about 42 or so. And maybe even a little bit of precipitation on Halloween. Possibility. But we'll take 65 for a high today. 41 is what we're waking up to. Congratulations in order to the Shawamigan girls cross-country team advancing on to state. The Phillips boys cross-country team advanced on to state over the weekend. Volleyball teams, Prentice and Mercer, both winning regional championships. They will meet now on Thursday, and we're going to bring you that game. Prentice at Mercer Volleyball Thursday night, 7 o'clock from the Mercer Gymnasium. That place is going to be packed. It's going to be a fun night there in a regional semifinal volleyball game. Jeff Hakenin is going to be there Thursday night to give you the call of that contest. Whew. And then the Packer game. And then the Lions game. And or rather the Bears game. The Bears game. Oh my. I know that Packer and Viking fans, we're always rooting against our division rivals to lose just because we have a better chance and to win the division. But when that game was over, I stood there and I went, wow, I feel bad for you Bear fans. That's a tough way to lose a game when you scratch and claw and just really had no business even being in that game at the end. The defense for the Bears kept them in it. And then take the lead, you think you got it, and then a Hail Mary with zeros on the clock, falls into the hands of the opponent. And that's probably a game that'll come back to haunt the Bears at the end of the season when they're trying to get in the playoffs. It's usually what happens. It was a entertaining day of National Football League stuff yesterday, if you were watching it. And what a Friday we had. Our Catkins Animal Rescue fundraiser raised over $10,000. I think we finished at $10,800. And Greg Gunderson, our afternoon trooper here, vowed to shave his head if we raised $10,000. He said that at about the $5,000 mark, and then we did it. You did it. Our listeners did it. So thank you for supporting Catkins. Thank you to Gray for making it a fun last couple hours on the air. And he'll be shaving his head. It's going to be either Wednesday or Thursday is what I was informed, but it'll happen this week. If you purchased items or pledged, please come in this week by Friday, all right? And we can only accept cash and check. So we can't take debit or credit cards we just can't. The money's got to go all to Catkins, so it's got to go in the money pouch and then right to them. So please take care of that this week. All the items that you purchase, gift certificates, and physical items are all right here at the radio station. So come on in and see us today. And make good on that, and we thank you again for your support. Let's get you updated what's going on all around our great state of Wisconsin and the world twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden on the closing days of the election included a comedian who said Puerto Rico was an island of floating garbage and a former talk show host who said if Kamala Harris wins next week, it'll be hard to accept.
She got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president.
Tucker Carlson, who once said he hated Donald Trump, now at Trump's rallies. Kamala Harris, meantime, was in Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
Make no mistake, we will win. We will win. We will win.
Nearly 42 million Americans have voted early, according to the University of Florida. McDonald's is bringing back the quarter pounder following the E. coli outbreak. The onions, believed responsible for making more than 70 people sick, won't be on some of the burgers in some locations. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, November 9th, the St. Anthony of Padua Council of Catholic Women is having their holiday fair. They are hoping that all of their parishioners will take part in some way to help out this great parish event. They especially love the fresh bakery that you so generously donate. They also appreciate any new or handcrafted items to make this fair successful. And they have raffles for a beautiful quilt and cash prizes. Money earned in the raffle will go to remodeling their kitchen. Once again, that is Saturday, November 9th. For the St. Anthony of Padua Holiday Fair. Then, November 15th, starting at 6 p.m. through to November 16th at 4 p.m., it's Handmade in Springstead Art and Craft Show. Beginning Friday from 6 to 9 p.m., and then continuing Saturday from 10 to 4, artisans include Rose King, Dawn Milanowski, Linda Mason, Gail Sprangers, Mom's Muffins, and many more. Once again, that is beginning November 15th from 6 to 9 p.m., and then continuing November 16th from 10 to 4 p.m. over on Old State Highway 182 in Springstead. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
Another walk-off win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers kicked a field goal as time expired to beat the Jaguars in Jacksonville 30-27. Backup quarterback Malik Willis played most of the second half. After Jordan Love left with a groin injury, Matt LaFleur asked if he knew how severe was Love's injury.
I do not. No idea. But obviously, high level of concern anytime a guy is in there. And he did it early in that first drive, and I think everybody could see him struggling.
Up next, the Packers host the Lions, who beat the Titans 52-14 in Detroit. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers turned their attention to playing the Iowa Hawkeyes Saturday night. Wisconsin now 5-3 after losing to undefeated Penn State 28-13. NBA, the Bucks in Boston tonight after losing to the Brooklyn Nets 115-102. Giannis says they simply need to play better.
We got to keep coming together as a team. Keep on taking care of the ball. Keep on being aggressive. Find ways to play faster. I think we're playing, we are too stagnant.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This holiday season, Capital One reminds you to give yourself the gift of 1.5% cash back with the Capital One Quicksilver Card.
Can I earn 1.5% cash back on birds?
Birds?
What if you sent your true love 2 turtle doves plus a partridge in a pear tree?
Sure, but why would anyone want that?
The song was very convincing.
Earn 1.5% cash back on all your holiday purchases with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left 3 daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little sunshine today, but overall mostly cloudy and breezy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe an isolated thundershower with a low in the low to mid-50s. And then tomorrow, a scattered shower or two, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98Q Country.
It's been a wreck, me, week 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks. But it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby, dying for your touch like crazy, racking up the overtime hours, loving how we're working on the night shift, baby. Gonna rock it right, no need to talk, I know what you want and what you like. 'Cause I do too, yeah, I love how you leave on the lights. Not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby. It's been a wreck me week. Oh, but who needs sleep when you're working on the night shift, baby? Something.
98 Q Country.
If you're going out with someone new, I'm going out with someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, made fun of me, singing my song out a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again, and I'd go, I'd go, I'd go somewhere with you. Yeah. I won't sit outside your house, wait for the lights to go out, call up an ex to rescue me, climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you. Like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down and we took cover down in your car out by the pier. Let me down, whispered in my ear, I hate my life, hold on to me. Oh, if you ever decide to leave, then I'll go, I'll go, I'll go. I can go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high, 'cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. You see me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down. You won't ask, and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, and made fun of me, singing my song, got a hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m., you're fighting me. Mom again, and I go, I go, I go. I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high, 'cause when I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you, somewhere with you, somewhere.
Q Country.
a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck. I thought about taking it back to the store, cause it's the nicest bottle that I ever paid for. But then again, if I had that money back, I'd just find a bar and go run up a tab. I could go for a whiskey, I could go for a beer, but hell, I'm already saw couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Our break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes with a silver oak 1998. Drinking cab in a solo, so she just turned out the lights. Guess she meant it when she said goodbye. Man, I swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up.
Our guy, Scotty McCreary, 98Q, Cabin of Soul. Temperatures rising to mid-60s, 70 tomorrow, 60s again on Wednesday. And then I think we'll feel, I'm going to say we're going to feel the chill of the winter on Thursday, but then there's some other stuff on the other side that's really not that bad. So the mild weather, for the most part, is just going to hang around for a while here. Today's going to be a good one. And we have your final chance to qualify for the Backyard Barbecue. If you have not qualified for our Backyard Barbecue giveaway, which is Wednesday, by the way, and you would like to be a part of it, stay tuned. We'll get you a keyword for today and a chance for you to text us to qualify. So put that Civic Media app on your phone. This will be the final opportunity today for you to qualify for the Backyard Barbecue giveaway Wednesday, 5:30 at the Lanes. Grand prize is a big barbecue gas grill and a Backyard Barbecue where we come to your place, probably in the spring. We'll negotiate a time and date for 15 people. We'll bring the food. We'll cook out, have a good time. The have a good time part is flexible, but we will come to your place and cook. And that's Wednesday. If you show up, if you qualify and you show up Wednesday by 5:30, you're going to win something. Gift certificate, prize, whatever it might be. You're going to win something. Someone's going to win the grill. So today, the final day to qualify, keyword coming up after 7. Lots to talk about from the weekend. We'll talk volleyball. We'll talk football. We'll talk cross country. We'll talk soccer. All that to come in our 7 o'clock news and sports. Some words of wisdom on this Monday, the 28th of October,
We focus on the family.
When I was growing up, none of the men in my life had good character. My stepdad abandoned me and my siblings within hours of my mother's funeral. My biological father died of alcoholism a few years later. One of the first men to model integrity for me was Jeff, the man who hired me right out of college. He became a good friend and a strong mentor. One day while visiting my office in San Diego, Jeff mailed some personal letters through the company's postal service. Then he asked me, "How much do I owe you?" I waved him off and said, "Don't worry about it. It was just a few cents." But Jeff said, "It's not the company's responsibility to pay my postage." I encouraged Jeff to let it go, but he just wouldn't do it. In the end, I agreed to charge him full price, $1.30, something like that. Jeff's determination to do what was right left a huge impression on me. In that moment, he didn't merely talk about integrity, he demonstrated it. He showed how to honor the big things by taking care of the little things. It's the little things that transform a person's job, marriage, and relationship with their kids into something great. Without integrity, our choices are rooted in convenience, so we shade the truth and cut corners that benefit us while taking advantage of someone else. With integrity, our choices are rooted in character. We do what's right because it's right to do, no matter what it costs us. For more to help you thrive, go to Focus on the Family. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Pulls you up this fall and winter at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Join them Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. for amazing specials. Dive into their Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesdays. Savor mouthwatering prime rib sandwiches on Thursdays. Indulge in a fantastic Friday fish fight featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder. Don't miss Saturday's prime rib and lobster. Book your fall weddings, holiday gatherings, and business Christmas parties now at 715-762-4447. Please check their Facebook for special events. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. Just look for the big deer.
Visit your local independent CarQuest auto parts store in Park Falls and save on affordable car care products to keep your vehicle on the go. No matter what the season, you can be assured when buying from this local business in our community that you are not paying for high administrative costs. You are investing directly in helping the community strive and grow. As a customer, CarQuest Auto Parts in Park Falls appreciates your business and thanks you for always supporting the little guy. CarQuest Auto Parts on Highway 13 and 182 in Park Falls. See them at carquest.com.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
office.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. During the politics season, while I do listen to all the words that folks say, I prefer to crunch the numbers behind all their fancy speeches. And the number I'm thinking about today is $7.5 trillion. That is a moderate estimate by the Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget of what conservatives' plans will add to the national debt. This includes continuing tax cuts for the wealthiest people and lowering the tax rate for some corporations, and it is a lot of money. And, you know, money's going to have to come from somewhere. We can't afford anything that might create cuts to Social Security or Medicare. Seniors who've paid into Social Security are counting on that money for retirement. I don't want us risking Social Security by adding $7.5 trillion to the national debt. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
98Q Country.
Them neon lights look good on you, so good on you, but we ain't got no room to move, no room to move. We need some space, and I know a place outside. On, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that, move that. Oh yeah, I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them low beams, sting you in some red dirt, sweep you off of both feet. Howdy with the sunset, Silverado backbeat. You never wanna go home and never wanna not be dancing in the country. Dancing in the country. You down.